I thirst. The second to last phrase before Christ's death, I thirst. Those are the words next to the crucifix in every home that Mother Teresa of Calcutta founded. The sisters would always look up at the body of Christ crucified and see those two words, I thirst. Now, Christians who know their faith know that this thirst, while it is for the conversion and salvation of the world, is not rooted in any narcissistic or self-serving tendency. There is nothing we can do to Jesus to add to his glory or to give him anything that he does not already have. His thirst for our salvation, for our love of him through the faith and its practice and the love of neighbor, is for our benefit, not his. In fact, a common preface in the Roman Missal says, quote, "It is not in our benefit that when we pray, that we pray. It is not to his benefit, but our own. When we pray, we do not add to his glory, but help ourselves grow in faith." Christ thirsts for the faith of countless people today, more than ever in this country, who do not believe in him. And when I say believe, I say that word in the context of the writings of St. John. This is the gospel we hear from today, from John specifically. Last Sunday, Palm Sunday, was from Matthew. And John, in his letters, first, second, and third letter, could not be more clear when he tells us that to believe is to live the commandments. In his first letter, chapter 2, verses 4 to 6, he says, quote, "The one who knows him, the one who says he knows him, but does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. The way we can be sure that we know him is if we live as he lived." End quote. For John, belief is action. Belief is manifest not by what we say, but by rather how we conform our lives to his commandments. And there is a dearth of belief that is profound today among Catholics who go to Mass. We come to Mass, but our lives are not conformed to the commandments. The majority of Americans receive communion, but refuse confession. I thirst. Jesus desires us to be happier than we can desire for ourselves. He desires us to have a fullness of life greater than we could desire. And he alone can achieve that if only we let him. You have satisfied his thirst by being here. While the day goes on like any other for many outside, working, drinking, partying, it's a Friday. Here you are. Not many of you, but more than enough, if we recall Christ's own words, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them." Today you look upon this crucifix. It was hung in this church at its opening in March or April of 1880. About 20 years ago, it fell off of the wall where it hangs now and shattered into many pieces, and was carefully restored by a local artist who still, 20 years later, comes to Mass here. This crucifix is 143 years old, and it beautifully captures the bloody, ugly, horrific death of Christ, while in modesty covering him who was not covered, but rather naked on the cross. Today we will have an opportunity to come and venerate this crucifix, which for over 20 years hung on this wall, and for today is here before us to venerate, to contemplate, to thank him, and to pray for the grace to imitate him in our lives. Behold the wood of the cross on which hung the salvation of the world. You have come to adore him. I thirst, cried Jesus from the cross. you have said, I am here, Lord. I come to do your will.